God so loved the world that he gave his son, that if you will believe in him, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. Past forgiven, purpose for living home in heaven. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life. That's the past. Completely, you know, wiped out, get a new life. Have everything to live for. That's the present. And have a future in heaven. That's the future. And the future starts now. I wonder how many of these dimensions are you living in right now?
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we bring our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots, to a close. It's our final lesson on how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get a copy of the beautifully designed and illustrated Daily Hope Prayer Journal. It's a great way to record and track your prayers. And you can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Love.
God so loved the world, greatest love, that he gave his only begotten son. That's the greatest sacrifice. Now we come to the greatest offer, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. Now, God has an incredible offer for you that you can't afford not to accept. It is the offer to save you. For unto you is born this day a Savior. Whoever believes in him should not perish. Now, I want you to notice a couple things about this. First, who is this offer for? Well, it says whoever. That means anybody. Look at this verse. Titus, the book of Titus says the free gift, it's a free gift, of eternal salvation is offered to who? Who?
Everyone.
Notice there's no mention of religion there. It doesn't say this is only offered to this religion or to this group or to that group or that nationality. It says this is offered to everyone. Now, friends, I don't really care what your religious background is. You may be Catholic, Protestant, you may be Jewish, you may be Muslim or Mormon or Buddhist or Baptist or Hindu, you may be atheist or agnostic. I don't really care what your religious background is. Jesus still died for you. The free gift of eternal salvation is offered to everyone. Doesn't matter at all what your religious background is, because it's not about religion. It's about a relationship to Christ. Look at the next verse. It makes no difference who you are or where you're from. If you want God and you're ready to do as he says, the door is open. Notice he says there, regardless of your ethnic background, regardless of your economic background, regardless of your educational background, doesn't matter who you are, or what you've done, or who you've done it with, or how long you did it. God says, I'm not interested in that. It's all about whoever believes on him shall not perish. He said, it's about what I've done for you. It's not about what you do for me. It's amazing grace for every race. Jesus is an equal opportunity Savior. How do I accept this offer? Whoever believes in him shall not perish. Well, notice the next verse. The Bible says this. If you confess with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, that's what Easter's all about, you will be saved. Now, the problem with that verse, we don't understand the meaning of the word Lord, because we're not in a feudal system today. We're in a democracy in America. We elect our presidents and our congressmen and our senators. So we're not in a world of kings and queens and lords and ladies and your lordship. We don't have vassals and counts and serfs and knights and pages and lords. So the word Lord is not a word that we use frequently in our language. So what does it mean when I say I'm going to confess Jesus is my Lord? What's the modern component to it? The modern comparison is Jesus is my manager, my CEO, the chairman of my board. He's my boss. He's my supervisor. He's calling the shots in my life. Jesus is sitting in the driver's seat in my car. Jesus is the pilot of my plane. He is directing it. When you say Jesus is Lord, the best description of that is you put on a sign that says, I'm under new management. I'm under new management. See, before I opened my life to Christ, I was managing my own life. Wasn't doing a very good job of it. And because I was managing my own life, so I kept hitting a bunch of dead ends. I had broken relationships, had a lot of stress, a lot of worry, a lot of difficulty, had a lot of regrets in my life, unnecessary tension. I really wasn't quite sure of what my purpose in life was because I was managing my own life. And at one point I said, okay, time out. I'm not doing that hot a job with it. I think I'm going to go with God because He made me. He loves me. He created me. He knows what will make me happy more than I do. He sent His Son to die for me. He wants me to live with Him in heaven. I think I'll let Him be the manager of my life. Under new management. That's what it means to say Jesus is the Lord of my life. He says, if you'll do that, if you'll say that, and then if you will believe in your heart, God raised Him from the dead. Notice it doesn't say believe in your head, believe in your heart. Why? Because a lot of people miss heaven by 18 inches. They got it up here in their brain, but they don't have it here in their heart. In other words, they have an intellectual understanding of Jesus, but they have no heart or emotional commitment. See, just saying, oh, I believe in Jesus isn't enough. Oh, I believe Jesus died on the cross. I believe He rose for our sins. And I mean, shoot, the devil believes that. But you're not going to find him in heaven. 90-95% of Americans say, oh, shoot, I believe Jesus was who He said He was. Our whole calendar split into AD and BC by the life of Christ. But that's not enough. What does it really mean to believe? The word here in Greek in the original translation means it's pistevo or pestuo. It means to trust in, to cling to rely on. It means to have a relationship with. That's what God wants, is a relationship with you. If you've ever been on Facebook or MySpace or Twitter or anything like that, you got a lot of friends, but you don't really know those people. You know about them, but you don't know them. I could mention a bunch of famous people that I could say, I know that person. You would know who I'm talking about. But I don't really know them. Maybe I've been at their house that's white. or I've talked to them on the phone, or we email, or we send letters to each other. But I don't really know a lot of these people that are famous out there. I don't know what makes them tick. I don't know their internal workings. I certainly don't have an intimate relationship with them. But I know Jesus Christ. I've known Him for 40 years. He's my best friend. I talk to Him all the time, just like I'm talking to you. In fact, I was talking to Him about you just a few minutes ago. And I don't have to close my eyes. I don't have to say thee and thou. I've developed a friendship that I can hear God speak to me in my heart and in my head, and I can talk to Him, and you can do this too. God sent Christ not to give you a religion. God sent Christ to give you a relationship. In fact, what did Jesus come to do? Look on the screen. Jesus said this, I didn't come to judge the world, but to save it. Now, that's a whole big different picture of God than most people have. Most people think God sits up in heaven waiting to catch you doing something wrong just so He can judge you, just so He can tell you what you did wrong, just so He can put you down, just so He can tell you, you should have done this, you should have done that, you must do this, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have done that. Friends, that's not God, that's your parent. Don't confuse an unpleasable parent with God. A lot of people take their idea of their parents and put it on God and think God is unpleasable. God is not mad at you. He's mad about you. God so loved the world that He sent His Son to die for you. Nobody's ever sent anybody to die for you except God. That whosoever believes in Him, that's the great gift. I did not come to judge the world, but to save it. And it really doesn't matter what you've done.
That's Pastor Rick Warren, and you're listening to our series called Radicalis. The second half of today's study is coming up next.
Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and Merry Christmas. You're listening to Daily Hope. Christmas is going to be here very soon. And Jesus said in Luke 14:23, go out into the highways and the countryside and urge everybody you find to come in so that my house will be full. Who are you thinking of to bring to your church? Maybe it's a friend or a neighbor, or maybe your accountant or the person who rings up your groceries at the local market. Whoever it is, I want to challenge you to be a light
at Christmas and invite them to services at your church.
Right now, we'd like to let you know that a very special friend of the ministry has offered a $100,000 matching grant for this month. Now that means that when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 all the way to the end of this month. But please remember, if we don't reach the $100,000 mark by midnight December 31st, well, we'll lose whatever is left over. So please give, however God leads you. These funds are critical as we go forward with our vision of sharing the hope of Jesus with more people who need it.
It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. That's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team created just for you. It's the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. The 208 pages are beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses. This prayer journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, strengthen your prayer practice, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to this ministry, we'll send you the Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Once again, here's Pastor Rick Warren.
Now let's review the greatest verse in the world. God so loved you, the greatest love, that he gave his only begotten son, the greatest sacrifice. Nobody's ever made that kind of sacrifice for you. That whoever believes in him should not perish. That's the greatest offer. But have eternal life. That's the greatest gift. This is a gift that will last forever. Eternal life. Now, what does that mean? You say, well, is that like going to heaven? Oh, yeah, it involves heaven. But eternal life is far more than just duration. It involves donation. It's a quality of life. In fact, there are three parts to eternal life. It begins the moment you open your heart to Christ. It's your past, it's your present, and your future. It's three-dimensional. Now, listen very closely. When you invite Christ into your life and accept his salvation, three things happen. You get your past forgiven. You get a purpose for living. You get a home in heaven. It takes care of your past, your present, your future. Past forgiven, everything you've ever done wrong, wiped out. Purpose for living while you're here on earth. Home in heaven for eternity. Where are you going to get a deal like that? Home Shopping Network? No. Only God can make that kind of offer to you. And it is the free gift, and it's what Christmas is all about. Do you know why we give gifts at Christmas? It's because God gave us the first gift. The first gift of his son, Jesus Christ. And we give gifts in response to that. The whole idea of gift giving started because God gave you the first gift. Now, how silly would it be to go Christmas after Christmas after Christmas after Christmas after Christmas after Christmas and never open your biggest gift? God's gift to you. The whole reason for Christmas. God so loved the world that he gave his son. That if you will believe in him, you will not perish, but have everlasting life. Past forgiven, purpose for living, home in heaven. Look at what the Bible says. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we have been given a brand new life. That's the past. Completely, you know, wiped out, get a new life. Have everything to live for. That's the present. And have a future in heaven. That's the future. And the future starts now. I wonder how many of these dimensions are you living in right now? Has your past been forgiven? Are you still carrying around guilt, regrets, resentment, and grudges? Don't carry those into the new decade. Leave them here. Let them go. Give them to God. Are you living with a purpose in life, or are you just kind of being drifting around, being pressured? So you'll either live by purpose or live by pressure in life. How about heaven? Are you certain of your home in heaven? Or are you afraid of death? I'm not afraid of death. I've been afraid of death for years. He says, I want to give you these things. And not only that, you become a part of God's family. The Bible says this, God's unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. Now, follow me very closely on this. Everybody in the world is created by God. Everybody in the world is loved by God. But not everybody in the world is in the family of God, because that's a choice. God's not going to force you to love him. You must choose to love his son to get in his family. And he's not going to force you to do that. You see, when you were born physically, you automatically became a part of the human race. You didn't have a choice. Sorry, you're part of the human race. But you didn't become a part of any specific family till somebody chose to take you home from the hospital. You must choose to be a part of God's family. Now, what would keep me from accepting this gift? Well, there are a couple things. One of them is fear. I wish somebody had told me a long time ago that I didn't have to have all my doubts answered and all my questions solved before I began a relationship with Jesus Christ. I would have done it a whole lot sooner. I just didn't understand that. You see, I've been a friend of Christ for over 40 years now, and I read this book, the Bible. There's still a lot of stuff in here I don't understand. There's still things I have doubts about, I have questions about. In fact, I've made a list. And when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God, now, why did you do this? And why did you say this? And why did you do that? And you see, if I had been God, I wouldn't have done that. You ought to be glad I'm not God. I'm glad you're not God. But there are a lot of things I don't understand that I have doubts, I have questions about. So what? That didn't stop me from enjoying a relationship with Christ. There's not a single other area in your life where you have to have everything figured out before you enjoy the benefit. You certainly didn't understand what it meant to be a parent before you became a parent. I mean, you get on planes all the time. I doubt you understand the physics of aerospace and aerodynamics. I certainly don't know how a multi-ton engine can fly up in the air, but I still trust the plane to get me somewhere. You don't understand how all a plane works, but you trust it to get you somewhere. I don't understand how right now there are radio and TV waves coming through this auditorium and with sound and pictures, and they're actually going through your body right now. I can't prove it, but they are. But if I have a tuner, I can tune it in, and it doesn't stop me from watching television just because I don't understand how it works. I don't understand internal combustion. It doesn't stop me from driving a car. Shoot, I don't understand the chemistry of digestion or taste buds, but doesn't stop me from eating a Cinnabon. How about if I said, I'm never going to eat till I understand digestion? Well, it's never going to happen. You don't have to understand it all. You just have to enjoy what you got, and over the time, you'll get to understand it better and better. One of my favorite stories in the Bible is this guy who comes to Jesus one day, and he's just an honest guy. And he says, Lord, my daughter's sick, and she needs to be healed. And Jesus looks at the guy and says, do you believe I could heal her? And I love this guy because he's honest, he's authentic. He says, well, I want to believe, help me with my doubt. That's a classic answer. I want to believe, help me with my doubt. And Jesus says, that's good enough, bam, and he heals her. Did you know that you can say, I want to believe, help me with my doubt? And Jesus will say, that's good enough. The other reason that keeps us from making that acceptance of God's gift, Christmas gift to us, is actually hurt. Because when we get hurt, and everybody gets hurt in life, we typically build walls around us. And we say, I'm never again going to let any woman hurt me. I'm never going to again let any man hurt me. I'm never going to again let anybody get close to me. I'm not going to get suckered. And we build up these walls. And sometimes we even build up barriers against God. Now, God hadn't hurt you. Other people have hurt you. We say, well, my brother died, so you get mad at God. Or I had a friend who died in the war, so you get mad at God. God didn't cause that. Most of that happens in the world is not God's will. That's why we're to pray, thy will be done on earth. Most of the things that happen is my will, your will, and the will of other sinful people. And all the problems, God's going, why are you guys doing that? Now you can stop it real simple. Take away your free will and everybody else's. But he wants us to have a choice. Maybe you've been hurt in a marriage. Maybe you've been hurt in a business. Maybe you've been hurt by a friend who betrayed you. Maybe you've been hurt by religion. Maybe by a church. Maybe you've been hurt by Saddleback Church, this church. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you've been hurt. But let me give you a little friendly advice. Don't ever let the sins of other people keep you from God. That's stupid. God didn't hurt you. Don't ever let the sins of other people keep you from God. You don't need a million reasons to believe. You only need one reason to believe. God loves you. He made you. He created you. He loves you. He sent His Son to die for you. And He did it all because God so loved you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, and you've been listening to our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. Now, if you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, simply go to PastorRick.com to listen again, to find out more about this ministry, and to sign up for Rick's free daily email devotional. Rick's going to be back in just a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. It's been said that prayer moves the heart of God. And that's why I want to tell you about a very special resource Pastor Rick and his team have created just for you. It's our Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This first-of-its-kind, vegan leather, full-color prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, and space to express your gratitude and personal prayer request to God. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Before we close, I just want to take a moment to say thank you once again to all of you who have supported us with your prayers and your financial gifts. We really are working together as partners in the gospel. And I want you to know that your prayers make a difference. I believe that. I not only know it, I feel it. I can feel when people are praying for me. And your prayers are opening doors for us to take the gospel into places we've never been able to go before. And your prayers also prepare the hearts of the people who are going to hear the good news, that message of daily hope, for the very first time. Now, let me tell you a little bit about where we're going this next year. In the coming year, we are hoping to expand Daily Hope into more major cities and markets, not only in the United States, but all around the world. And we've also set a goal of translating the Daily Hope broadcast into Spanish. Did you know that there are over 400 million people on this planet who speak Spanish? We want to take the message of hope to those 400 million people. You know, we're rebuilding our website to actually accommodate several different translations of our Daily Hope devotional. And we're going to have it in Chinese, we're going to have it in Arabic, we're going to have it in Vietnamese, Indonesian. If you know anybody who speaks any of these languages, you need to tell them about the Daily Hope website. Please do that. And by the way, if you can help us with these expansion opportunities, reaching out to every nation, I would really appreciate it. It's a great time to donate because there's a family that partners with Daily Hope that's offering a $100,000 matching grant this month, which means anything you give will automatically be doubled up to $100,000. So your donations matter. In this month of giving, I'd like to give something to you. And I'm very proud of this new tool we've developed. It's called the Daily Hope Prayer Journal. Full color, vegan leather cover, 208 pages of Bible verses, illustrations, photos, encouraging verses that'll help you stay consistent all this next year in your prayer time. Thanks for listening today, everybody, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope. God bless you, and have a great Christmas season.
Now, quantities are limited, so get yours today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. And remember, all this month when you support Daily Hope, every dollar will be matched up to $100,000 till midnight December 31st. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.